Hey beautiful brains. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control, your daily dose of real talk about breaking free from addiction and reclaiming your focus. I'm Sienna Cruz, your host and hype woman for all things mindful living. Now, today we're diving into something seriously powerful. Self-awareness and emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're just reacting to life instead of truly living it? Like you're on autopilot, swept along by emotions without understanding why you feel a certain way. You know that feeling when your phone starts buzzing and you automatically reach for it, even though deep down you know you should be focusing on something else? Yeah, that's your subconscious talking. But the good news is, we can learn to listen. Self-awareness and emotional intelligence are like superpowers. They unlock a whole new level of understanding about ourselves, our triggers, and our reactions. And trust me, having this kind of awareness is absolutely essential for breaking free from addictive patterns and taking control of your life. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will have you feeling more grounded and empowered than ever. Number 1. Get curious about your feelings. It's easy to just brush emotions aside or label them as good or bad. But the real magic happens when we start asking ourselves, what's behind this feeling? When did it start? How does my body feel? What situations trigger these emotions? By digging deeper, you'll start to uncover valuable insights about your emotional landscape. Number 2. Recognize your triggers. We all have them, those specific things, places, or even people that send us spiraling into unhealthy patterns. Identifying these triggers is crucial because it allows us to develop coping mechanisms and avoid situations that are likely to lead us astray. Think of it like this. You wouldn't walk into a room filled with landmines without knowing where they were, right? Same goes for emotional triggers. Once you know what sets you off, you can create a safe space for yourself, literally or figuratively, and develop strategies to navigate those moments with more clarity and control. Number 3. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a Zen master overnight. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations in your body, and observe your thoughts and emotions as they arise. This simple practice can help you become more aware of your emotional state and develop a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Number 4. Cultivate healthy relationships. Surround yourself with people who support your growth and encourage you to be your best self. Avoid those toxic relationships that drain your energy and leave you feeling depleted. Remember, the company we keep has a profound impact on our emotional well-being. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. This journey of self-discovery is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity and moments of confusion. Celebrate your progress, acknowledge your setbacks, and most importantly, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Now let me tell you a story about this whole self-awareness thing. Remember that time I impulsively bought that ridiculously expensive pair of shoes online? Yeah, those sparkly platform heels that were totally out of my budget. After that initial rush of dopamine, I felt guilty and ashamed. I realized that I wasn't actually buying those shoes because I needed them. I was trying to fill an emotional void, a craving for instant gratification. By acknowledging this, I could start addressing the root cause instead of just repeating the cycle of impulsive spending. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to boost your self-awareness and emotional intelligence. Remember, understanding your emotions is not about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. It's about learning to navigate them with grace and intentionality. Take a deep breath, beautiful brains, because you are capable of incredible things. You've got this. Now, go out there and rock your emotional world. And before you go, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to increase your self-awareness? Share it with me on social media using #DopamineDamageControl. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of this journey towards a more mindful and empowered life. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.